Hi, everyone. Welcome to my show. My name is Sandra D'Souza. I'm the founder of Elect, and this is a show on how to help small business to win corporate clients. Today, we've got Darren Soule from Suspended Animation, who will be telling us on ways to use social media to market yourself to corporate clients. Darren, welcome to the show.
Ah, thank you, Sandra. Thanks for having me. Very, very nice to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And, you know, I'm going to try a different style in terms of doing an intro about you, because I think that I wouldn't give it justice. I would love for you to tell our audience a quick intro of, you know, who you are and what services you do
or provide. Yeah, with pleasure, with pleasure. So for everybody out there, my name's Darren Soule from Suspended Animation. I do a number of things, but it's all based around social media strategy and consulting and podcasting. So I do a lot of things with regards to helping organizations get results using social media, get results using podcasting. And I also run some small courses for people who want to upskill themselves or upskill their staff or in-house social media person, just to bring them up to date with what is possible these days to really help you build your business.
That's fantastic, Darren. And I know, being a published author on social media, I know how important that is. And I'm no longer doing that as, I guess, as part of my core thing. But what I do appreciate is having, you know, someone with your expertise to be able to help people, because social media, as much as it's something that we do every day, when it comes to doing it for your business, it's really different and challenging as well.
Absolutely. So
what's your experience in dealing with corporate clients when it comes to, you know, your work?
Great. I mean, that's fantastic. And I want to just pick up on what you just said. I think that is a really important point, that a lot of people don't realize what a real social media strategy campaign looks like and how much work goes into it. I mean, it's just like anything else. It needs immense preparation, strategy, practice, execution, critique. It's a constant process it's a 360 dimensional process. It's not where you just put up a post here and there and, you know, think magical things are going to happen.
Or it goes viral.
Or it goes viral, or get a like here and there, or just get a comment and, wow, my social media is working, it's my campaign. No, social media is a very prepared, thought out marketing strategy, just like any person in a marketing department or in a marketing agency would put together a strategy for a company. Social media is exactly the same. You have to think about what you're doing, where, why, who your audience is, and strategically think about how you execute that philosophy and that strategy forever. So it's a real, you know, it's not just a fly-by-night hit and miss strategy. It's a well thought out, contemplated and practiced strategy that's what social media marketing
and is. And I completely agree, because it is very important to do it right. You're putting basically the business out there for people to
definitely
learn of that, of your business profile, without knowing you. And if you have random posts or if you're inconsistent, it sends a very confusing message. And social media, and I know, like, you know, again, because of my personal experience or professional experience, is that it helps you to bring also clients to you, and more importantly, corporate clients. This is what
absolutely, the show is about. Absolutely. And, you know, to that point, social media is one of your strongest marketing and advertising and branding platforms, more so than ever before. You know, the sales methodology and the sales process has changed. People don't sell the same way. People don't buy the same way. And cold calling doesn't work like it used to. Magazine advertising doesn't work like it used to. Everybody's attention, and particularly, and as well as corporate clients, everybody's attention is on social media, particularly in these times right now. So this is such an important first line of marketing and branding and positioning. It's almost like a marketing and a PR campaign all in one. So social media has got to be looked at properly, and you've got to do it right. And to that point, you know, corporate clients, a lot of people get a lot of corporate business, and a lot of corporates do a lot of advertising and marketing on social media, just the same. You know, in terms of corporates, it's very strong, and there are certain platforms that might be stronger than others for corporates, but still, at the end of the day, people do business with people, whether they're corporates or they're personal, and the person's attention is on all these platforms. So that's where you have to be. That's where your message has to be.
That's really good advice. Darren, I do agree with you on that. So let's say, you know, imagine me, I'm your small business owner, who really wants to go and try and win these corporate clients. And I don't know much about social media. Sure. Now I understand what you just said, how important it is. I guess give me, if you could, give me being the small business owner, and this is obviously for all the listeners and viewers, is that what are the three tips do you think that we could learn from you?
Yeah, fantastic. I might just take one step back quickly, because I didn't really give everybody a strong enough insight into how to use social media for the corporate world. And then I'll jump in and give three or four tips that I think are really important.
Okay, sounds good.
So for the corporate world, LinkedIn is a beast. LinkedIn is incredible. Right now, LinkedIn is almost like what Facebook is, or Facebook was many, many years ago. And it's now moved away slightly from being, you know, a B2B, but also being a B2C, but it's still retained its B2B persona and B2B personality, as well as being, having moved from a, you know, job seeking resume feel to a real serious content platform. So LinkedIn is absolutely incredible, and the organic reach on LinkedIn still for people who are using, doing a lot of work that's non-paid is incredible. So for anybody that's looking to get serious with social media and target the corporate audience, LinkedIn is definitely somewhere where you have to be. And as well as that, Facebook is another one, because a lot of people's attention, I suppose from 35 plus in age, is still heavily on Facebook. There's a lot of small to medium-sized business doing a lot of work on Facebook, and a lot of people really need to use their Facebook page to work for them to target corporate business as well. So, and I'll go into that in a second of how to actually do that. So,
ultimately, you're dealing with people, isn't it? Sorry, you're dealing with people.
100%.
And so the people are also on Facebook. That's where you find them too.
Definitely, absolutely right. I mean, as I said, people do business with people. Whether that CEO is a CEO, he's still a person, and he's still got he or she still has a Facebook account that he or she looks at all the time, because they want to see what their family's doing, they want to see what their friends are doing. They're looking at, you know, different business-related content as well. So they're on Facebook. They're also on Instagram, you know,
to a degree.
So really, I mean, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and then podcasting is a huge tool for B2B and for corporate clients. And I could go into a whole episode just on podcasting. But if I can just give you two or three reasons why podcasting is so powerful,
particularly for
the corporate area. Podcasting is an incredible lead generation magnet, because as we're doing right now, you and I have had time to have a 10-minute discussion before the show, have a 10-minute discussion after the show. We might have had a conversation, and we did, a week or so ago. Yes. So we're building a relationship one-on-one about the podcast. Right. And in that relationship, we're learning about each other's business. So it's an incredible lead generation tool.
I didn't even think of that. Huge. We're actually already courting, you know, and we are already talking about business opportunities between each other.
Definitely.
That is so true.
That's number one.
So I didn't want to sound like it's subtle, or it's not about manipulation. It's about getting to know each other.
Yep.
And podcast is a way to do that.
Yep. Because if I rang you out of the blue, who are you? Who's Darren? Go away, I'm busy. If I organize a podcast with you, we're starting to build that relationship. Now we're both receptive to talking, and we're both listening to each other. So, you know, you might, you know, you might have some work for me at some point, you might refer me to some point, and vice versa.
Yeah.
I know about what you do. So it's an incredible lead generation tool. Podcasting is also another great way to give content to your audience that's very passive and indirect and full of utility and value, as opposed to a sales pitch. It's not a promotion. So you're giving fresh content to your audience every day if you want to do a podcast episode every day. And people love it because it's they can have it on in the background while they're doing their thing and they're learning and they're listening. And it's an incredible way to build your brand in a very passive way. And the other huge factor is that it allows us to cross-fertilize our audience. So I can tap into your audience, you can tap into my audience.
That's true.
So podcasting is an incredible marketing hack that not enough people know about until you actually start diving into that world of podcasting.
The reason I'm not trying to stop you there, I'm actually going to say that I'm going to invite you back to do another show about podcasting.
With because, pleasure.
Like you said, it's a whole thing that we can actually really delve into. So I hope that makes that our audience a little bit excited about another podcast with you.
Awesome.
Definitely have convinced. I hope you've convinced us to the our audience about using social, like your experience in engaging corporate clients. So if I could go back to the question of the three tips, what would you like to share with us?
So I would say right now, video is huge. A lot of people are really jumping on the video bandwagon and the attention is on video. Videos do so much better than any other form of content on social media right now. So I think it's really important for people to get comfortable with video and start using video in your marketing and also using video on your website. A lot of people use video on each page to explain something, to overcome objections using video. You know, there's even people that put a video next to the form to say, here's why you should fill out this form. You know, because a lot of people are apprehensive about just filling out a form willy-nilly. You know, you're gonna spam me, you're gonna drive me crazy. You could just put, why fill out this form? What will you get if you fill out this form? And have a little video about it. So you can use video as part of the sales process and build that relationship with your customers even before they even get to speak to you, because you've already lined the conversation in a way with a video beforehand. So video is so powerful. So video would be number one. Number two, as I mentioned, podcasting. For business, for corporates, a podcast is an absolute must. And whether you do that once a day, once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, it's incredible the traction you get out of podcasting. And I've seen it myself, you know, having podcasted now for close to a year. So podcasting is huge. And the other point I've got is using LinkedIn groups.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people forget that on LinkedIn, everybody just jumps on and does what they do on their own audience. But they forget that if you start posting and interacting with and marketing yourself on a range of different LinkedIn groups where your audience might live, you are tapping into another 20 to 200,000 people that you would not normally have access to.
Ah, okay.
So it is an incredible little tool that a lot of people forget to do. So when I do anything on LinkedIn, I'll do everything on my personal page, and then I'll put the same stuff on 10 or so different groups and to build my audience, including my podcasts.
Wow, that's a really good tip. That's like a little gold nugget in a gold mine.
So for corporates, LinkedIn groups are huge, podcasting is huge, and video is really important.
Wow. I can tell you, just, you know, like I said, being an expert, that is really good advice from you, Darren. And even I'm learning something about it myself. it's great. So you've just already got me thinking. So, you know, the video and the podcasting and posting on the group, it doesn't have to be so onerous with the tools that's available now. It's all doable. And manageable, that you don't have to pay a lot of money or heavily invest in having to do this.
You know, it's, you can set up a podcast with, you know, $200, $300. You need a simple microphone like this, which is about $100, $150. You need a little webcam, and you might need a little bit of a light in front of you just to give you some illumination, so to limit the contrast. With a from a video point of view, for example, if people are using Mac, iMovie is an incredible piece of software. I do all my video editing in iMovie, and it's so easy once you get the hang of it. There's also loads of other little video software tools and websites that you can use low cost to help you put captions on your videos and put banners and colors and logos. So you can do all this kind of stuff really cost effectively, and you just got to get your head around working with it once or twice, and then you're up and running.
Excellent. I think that's really fantastic advice. So if I could kind of like, you know, ask you a different question with all that knowledge that you've shared with us. And I guess one of the things that I'm doing is with Electus to have this digital marketplace to connect micro entrepreneurs. And what I mean by that is small business earning less than 2 mil. I want to put that in the category, not to confuse with small, medium sized business, which can be a lot bigger, but to connect with corporate clients. And the spend, looking at what they call tail spend N, which is below $5,000, so that it makes it less onerous for the process. As we know, in large corporations, they have their procurement process, and then they need to do credit forms, credit check, and a whole bunch of stuff. Perfect. Where this relationship, just trying to make it seamless for these two groups of people. And then part of that transaction on Elect does fund gender equality projects, which I mean by that they're verified and they support this actual impact that you can see on these projects every time you trade on Elect. So I know it sounds like a little plug for Elect, but the reason why I'm giving that bit of a background is I really would like to know, like, your thoughts. Like, what do you think about, you know, the opportunity for corporate clients to be able to do social good on this marketplace?
Oh, I think that's, you know, that's a fantastic benefit and a fantastic message and a fantastic philosophy. So I think it's a great idea for people to, you know, to be able to do what they do normally, but do it on a platform that actually gives back something to the world and the community.
Yeah. And this is where, I guess that's where it's come from. And look, I know it may sound like a question that it's hard to say no to. It's like, if somebody says, oh, I don't think it's a great idea, it's like, what are you talking about? But, but I mean, I appreciate that you say that, because in this day and age, with everything that's going on, having a positive social impact is just as important as doing business and growing your business. So really appreciate you saying that.
Definitely. And I might just jump in as well. I mean, nowadays, a lot of people are looking to undercover what is the philosophy behind a business person or a company. And they want to see what that person thinks about the world and humanity, and is there a social conscience? Does the company give back to the world? You know, these kind of things all make up that storytelling element that is so powerful in terms of brand awareness and brand attraction, and, you know, building loyal followings is having a story. So I think, you know, having a story like this, where you can say, come and do business with us, and we actually give something back to the world, is a beautiful message, and people should definitely get on board. And they will only be too happy to buy into that story, because that's what we all want. You know, it's a global world now, and we want to give back to the world.
That's true. And I think it's almost, I've heard this term just recently called conscious entrepreneurship, and it's linking the conscious entrepreneurship with corporate social responsibility.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, we try. Thank you. Now, look, I know that we're wrapping up the show, and I really appreciate the amazing, like, the gold nugget advice that you've given us, and you know, even I'm going to start implementing it. Like I said, I know that I'm no expert, but, you know, guys, Darren really knows his stuff, and that is something You know, I can tell you that you would probably have to pay not so much, you know, it's advice. It's really gold advice that you would normally have to pay for some, you know, for that sort of advice. And Darren has very generously offered here on the podcast. But speaking of which, you know, tell us, you know, with your business and what you do, would you like to share a special offer for our listeners and viewers?
Sure, I would love to. I'd love to. So as I mentioned, I do a number of different things when it comes to social media. I do either consulting to small businesses, and I also do training for individuals and small businesses to upskill. But what I would love to offer everybody is a free 30-minute social media audit. So if anybody wants to get in touch with me, you know, we'll have a conversation or we'll have a Zoom chat, and I can walk through and have a look at your social media footprint in terms of which platforms you use, how you do it, and give you some tips and advice that you can implement straight away on that call. So I'd only be too happy to do that for anybody who's interested.
That is amazing, Darren. So you're just offering anyone who calls you up,
yep,
and you're offering a social media audit. Just
social media audit for 30 minutes, and we'll have a quick chat about what you're doing and how I can give you a couple of ideas.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're so generous. You're amazing, Darren.
Pleasure.
I love it. Well, that's great. You know, thank you so much for coming onto the show and giving us such an amazing insights into what social media, what sort of type of social media work that we could do for our business and to attract corporate clients. I really appreciate your time, Darren. And don't forget, I will come back to you to see if we could do another session on podcasting.
I would love that. I would only be too happy. And thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for asking some great questions that allowed me to give all this value to people. And I hope people have, you know, will get some benefit out of it.
Oh, I love it, Darren. Thank you. Well, folks, that's it. That's our show. Thank you for coming and watching and listening. We're going to have this on our YouTube channel on Elect, as well as a podcast. And we're also going to write this up for our blog to take care of all aspects of video, sound, and the written language to just really share this amazing advice that Darren has given us today. Thank you, everyone.
Awesome.
Bye.